Hi there. It is lesson six for 10 weeks of transformation. How not to have a nervous breakdown. It seems fitting that we would be talking about this. When I decided to do 10 weeks of transformation, at that time, I had no idea that my daughter was going to be diagnosed with stage three breast cancer. So I didn't know that the biggest wave of my life was about to come crashing in. Because I thought the biggest wave that hit me was when I was diagnosed with MS. And then I thought the biggest wave that hit me was when my mom passed away. And then I thought the biggest wave that hit me was when my business nosedived. And then I thought the biggest wave that hit me was when I ended the relationship with my brother and my sister-in-law. But those were just waves. And waves go out, and waves come back. And in those waves, when they were coming at that time, I let each one pull me down to the bottom of the ocean and toss me around. And I fought every ounce of it. I didn't want to be in the wave. I should never get hit by waves. It should never be like this. I should never have to endure this. And that's just not how life works. Because in life, we're all going to have waves. Some of them are big, some of them are not so big, but they all knock us over. The difference is how we learn to handle the wave. So you can crash and drown, try and climb your way up, come up choking and spitting and crawling your way to the shore, feeling like you're completely broken, and have a nervous breakdown, in which case I did. Or you can do what I do now, which was realize, okay, there's a wave coming, or this is a wave that's just hit me. And I need to remember that I know how to surf. And then I need to remember that in every devastating thing that happens in our lives, goodness will come of it. Because every breakdown is always a breakthrough. And every wave that hits us is always going to recede and pull back out, and the ocean's going to get calm and beautiful and clear until the next wave comes. And maybe that wave won't hit us. Maybe it'll hit someone in our family. Maybe it won't hit anybody in our family. Maybe the next wave will be something that's happening to the entire world because the entire world got hit with COVID. And how we handled that, whether we drug to the bottom of the ocean and got tossed around and came up nearly drowning, or whether we said, okay, I'll pivot. I'll go in a different direction. I'll do what I have to do. I'll allow myself to just rise to the top and I'll do everything I can to get on top of the wave. That doesn't mean you're not scared. That doesn't mean that it's not stressful. That doesn't mean that it's not difficult. It is. Yesterday, I watched my 33-year-old daughter shave her head, or her father, my husband, shave her head, and the rest of her family because her hair is falling out from chemo treatments. I'm on the wave. I'm there right now. I'm wondering, is she going to be okay? Lots of women with triple negative stage three breast cancer are not. And that's the thought that could pull me down to the bottom and let me have a nervous breakdown. Because the thought of losing my daughter is devastating to me. And it would break me to the core. So I can do that if I want. can let the wave come in, consume me, or I can let the wave come in and I can get to the top of it. And getting to the top of it is telling myself, I'm in this moment and she's okay and I'm okay and we're okay. It's getting to the top of it is telling me chemotherapy works and it has worked for millions of people. It's getting to the top of it knowing spirit works. Millions of people have healed themselves with miracles, with God, with love. How not to have a nervous breakdown is all about perspective. And I didn't have perspective for a long time. When I got MS, felt like I was the only person in the world that had MS. And when my mom died, I felt like the only person in the world to lose a mother. And when I ended my relationship with my brother, who I loved dearly, I felt like it was the only person in the world that was going to live without a brother. But that's not true. There's a lot of people that have MS. And they get up, they go to work, and they carry on. There's a lot of people that have lost their moms. And there's a lot of people who watch their daughters go through having breast cancer. I will not ever again in my life have a nervous breakdown. Because nervous breakdowns happen when you give the power over to the unknown, to the wave, to the victimhood, to the stress, to the worry, to the chaos. I'm not giving my power away to that or to anyone else. I will surf this wave and every other wave that is thrown at me in this lifetime. Because that's why I'm here. I didn't come here to stay out in smooth waters. Because that's where heaven is. Calm, smooth, spiritual, beautiful, tranquil, perfection. That's the other side. I'm on this side. Exciting. Mind-blowing. Joyful. Sadness. Anger. Happiness, explosive, damaging, darkness, lightness, sunshine, beautiful, amazing, all of those things. The only power that you will ever have is over your actions and your mind. And the people who have nervous breakdowns have let their minds get on a train and it run away. All those thoughts, you're not good enough, you're this, that's a derailment. So write your track, get back on, and know that no matter what happens or what you're going through, or how bad it seems, or how bad you think it is, it's a moment in time, and the wave never stays forever. Once it pulls into the shore, it pulls back out, and peace comes again. I look forward to connecting with you again. Stay tuned. We're not done yet.